Hashem tells Avram Avinu, Karbonis, we'll take care of the Chatoyim, don't worry. Avram asks Hashem, very good, that's when there's a Beis HaMikdash. What about when there's no Mikdash? Hashem says, don't worry. I was ready Masakin. I presented them with Parshis containing Psukim, discussing Karbonis. All they need to do is to sit down. Bizman Shekir and Lefanai, I will consider it as though they were Makrib Karbonis. Now what does Kurim Lefanai mean? Just reading? Is that enough? Or do you need more than that? Just superficial recital of the Karbanis achieves the results? Or is it more than that? They have to immerse yourself. They have to actually learn and engage in the parish of Karbanis. But take a look at the Gemara Menachos. It's mashma. It's more than just reading. Gemara says, Kol oisik b'teres chatas, ki ilu hikriv chatas. Kol oisik b'teres asham, ki ilu hikriv asham. It sounds from the Gemara. Just reading along isn't necessarily going to do the trick. You have to be oisik. You have to understand. You have to be involved, engaged. You have to envision yourself. You have to imagine that you're involved in akrovas karbonis. Mishneh Berurah in Siman Memches, Sivkot Nalef, also brings this. He says, you have to get into it. You have to at least understand what you're saying and relate to it. The Meiri adds, look, the point of reading isn't just a recital. You know, the karm brought a person to tshuva. Tshuva was a prerequisite. The Gemara in Zvachim says a person brings a karm without tshuva. It's called zevach rishayim ta'eva. You missed the point. The karm is the external expression of the internal tshuva taking place at that time. Therefore, says the Meiri, you want to have the benefit of reading the parasha of karbonis. You have to experience it. You have to feel like it's your personal karbon, meaning the tshuva that comes along with the karbon. Now the kasha is like this, the shaila is, what about other mitzvahs? Here we know that learning the parasha of karbonis counts like bringing a karbon. What about other mitzvahs? A person cannot do a mitzvah. Should he read the parasha of karbonis, of that mitzvah? Should he learn the halachos? Is it counted as though he did a mitzvah? From the Chavetz Chaim, it seems like the answer is no. He brings a Gemara about Metziah Kofi Dalet, that in Golas, in Babel, they would learn the sugis of Kachim because they wanted it to count as though they're bringing karbonis. As we just said, the Gemara Menachos says, if you're Isaac in the parasha, you have brought the karbon. We don't find them to have been well-versed in other portions of Torah Zroim and Taharis, which were not really practiced during those days in Babel. Why not? Says the Chavetz Chaim, apparently, this is something unique to Karbonis. Because otherwise, they would have done the same with other mitzvahs, Truma, Maser, Tuma, V'Tahara. Just learn it. And let it be counted as though you're doing those mitzvahs. Apparently, it's something unique to Karbonis, and therefore they were immersed in Kachim, which gives them the benefit of having as though they have brought the Karbonis. But other Mefarshim disagree. We have the Taz, who seems to say that it is something that can apply to other karbanis as well. Taz has a sefer called Divrei David. So on Bereishis Lamed Beis Hey, on the pasuk Im Lovin Garti, where Chazal say Yaakov Avinu was sending him a message. Im Lovin Garti, Garti stands for Taryag. I kept all the mitzvahs. The question is, how could he keep all the mitzvahs? Could he build a Beis Hamikdash by Lovin? Could he make it the karbanis? How could he keep all Taryag mitzvahs? Says the Taz, learning the halachis is tantamount to having done those mitzvahs. Ben Ishchai writes on the pasuk Ki korav elecha adavar moed bepicha bavavcha la'asoy soy. You can be mekayim all the mitzvahs, if not in practice at least, bepicha bavavcha, engaging in the halachis, learning the sugya, meshachachma. On the pasuk Kol asher dibur Hashem nasa v'nishma says, what do you mean? A Yisrael can't do a karbon? How can you say everything, whatever you teach, all the mitzvahs I will do? Says the Meshech Chachma, there are two parts. There's Nasa, that's meant for the mitzvahs that you can do physically. But then there's Nishma. Let's say mitzvahs kahuna. Yisrael can't do it, but at least Nishma, you could hear it, you can learn it, you can engage in them. And that's considered as though he did those mitzvahs. So it seems from the other Rishonim, the other Mefarshim, that yeah, even when it comes to other mitzvahs, immersing yourself, learning it, can count as though you did that mitzvah as well. I once saw an interesting shaila. A person's in a difficult situation in prison. He can't be mekayim a mitzvah the way he's supposed to. He doesn't have matzah. So the Ben Ish Chai writes, he should sit down and learn the halachis, learn the psukim, whatever he remembers, and let that be counted, at least somewhat, as though he did the mitzvah. So typically you do the mitzvah. It can't be yetive just thinking and speaking, but if that's not an option, at least you can immerse and engage in the halachis, and the psukim, and the Torah, and the sugi of that mitzvah. And he says, you'll get credit as though you did the mitzvah itself.